Here we are at the BC Sports Hall of Fame, and I'm so excited to have with me as my guest, Leslie Diana. She is an in-demand and accomplished publicist. She's the founder of the promotion PayPal, and she has a successful career in the entertainment world. So we're going to learn a lot about her today, and she's going to talk about her publicity career and her career in the entertainment world, ET. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you for having me, Christine.
Oh my goodness, you know, like, I was doing research on you and you have a tremendous, impressive resume. And I, you know, I was going to ask you firstly, like, I like the name, The Promotion People. How did you come up with that?
Well, I was tossing the idea around with a friend of mine, and he says, well, what about The Promotion People? That's what you're doing. So I said, yeah, that's a great name. So.
Yes, no, I love it.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Yeah, so as a publicist, you have to have a strong writing background. Have you always liked to write?
Well, actually, I wouldn't say writing was my favorite thing. I used to have a career in on camera, so I always enjoyed being on camera and having the interviews that way, because then you could just edit it. Whereas I find that writing takes a lot of work, but I really enjoy it. And once I get into it, it's fascinating. And especially too, I've got so many interesting clients to write about. So that makes it fun.
Yeah. So you are, as I said at the beginning, in-demand publicist. So you are a personal publicist. You are a unit publicist.
Right.
And a publicist after a feature film comes out.
Yes, when it being released.
Yes. So tell us each role.
All right. Well, let's start with the unit publicist. My first job was with producer-director Gavin Wilding back in about 2000. And he needed a publicist for a film that he was releasing. So I was a publicist doing work for fashion, and I just translated it over to the film industry. And then once I had done the publicity for the premiere for his film Stag, he was producing another film called Christina's House. And that was the first time that I was a unit publicist. So I was on the ground and filming it out in Delta or Richmond, one of those places. And so what a unit publicist does is they are involved when the film is being produced. And so we write the bios, the synopsis, we have press come out to set and have interviews with the actors, the producers, the directors. And then we also put together what's called an EPK, an electronic press kit, compile all that, and then it's available for when the film is being released. So we can give it to all the press so they've got all the background information that they need to help promote it.
Wow. I mean, is there a role that you like better, or should I ask that?
Well, I will say that I'm so lucky. I drive to set and I'm going, oh, I just love this job. I just love this job. So I love that. I also love, like last night, I was working with Bulletproof James Clayton, who's has a feature film being released worldwide by Lionsgate. And so we got to help promote it and get bums in seats, which we did, Phil House, that was great. And then also doing the individual publicity for actors. Mm. That's also exciting because then you get them interviews and you I've got a couple of clients, many, many covers. So it's always exciting when you get that call to say, oh yes, we'd like to have them on the cover. So that's very exciting. And then the other aspect that I do with the red carpets.
Yes. Oh, that's another one. That's because you've done work for Leo's, right?
Leo's, Vancouver Film Festival, Jet Set Crew, Country Music Awards, the Olympics every single night. So I think I've done, I think for 10 years we did it for the Vancouver International Film Festival.
Wow. So I was going to ask you, what is the highlight? which one would you?
It's hard. They all have their they all have their perks. They all have their perks. So I've got great memories from all of them. And also, especially on feature films or TV series, when I'm working, say, with Sony or DirecTV, I get to meet some amazing talent. For instance, you know, Donald Sutherland, Cole Hauser, who's on Yellowstone right now. I've just got to meet so many wonderful actors.
And, you know, it's going to, like, you've had the publicity company since 1994.
Right.
And who was your first client?
Well, my first client, this is a very interesting story, because I used to have four stores across Western Canada. And four ladies' wear stores. And what happened was I closed some, I sold some. It was exhausting. And I didn't really know what I was going to do, but I got so much publicity for my my stores. And I also was very creative in putting together promotional material. So I put a package together and I sent it off to the designers that I worked with, shopping malls, my competitors, and so on, and said, I don't have my stores anymore, so I'm offering my services. And Lise Bernard, who's out of Montreal, got my package. She saw it. She opened it and gave me a call immediately. And she said, Leslie, I don't know what you're doing, but I want to be part of it.
Wow.
So I became her publicist for Across Canada. And then I got Timberland, who had stores across Western Canada, Parkrail Shopping Centre, Westminster Quay, and so on. So it all kind of evolved. And then when Gavin needed a publicist for his film, I transitioned. A friend of mine introduced the two of us, and I said, all right, let's go for it.
Wow. Can you tell us or share any funny moments, you know, doing publicity, like on a feature film or with an actor?
Let's see. Let me just quickly think. Oh dear, I've had so many. I think just being able to watch, you know, different actors in action and just seeing how well the cast and crew get along, all with the same goal, I think that's pretty encouraging. And as far as working with Emmanuel Boger, she was my first client, and I had worked on three films with her as a publicist: Ripper, My Five Wives, and Suddenly Naked. And then she came to me and said, would you be my personal publicist? I said, sure, why not? So we put together her package and put it out there, and we got her the cover of Flair magazine. So that was a fantastic magazine across Canada, and so we were thrilled to bits. We were both very excited. And then as far as a unit publicist, I had a fantastic time on My Five Wives, starring Rodney Dangerfield. And part of the job of a unit publicist is to do EPKs, electronic press kits. And I go out and I interview all the key actors, the lead actors. So I had to go up Seymour Mountain and interview Rodney Dangerfield in the snow, our two director's chairs sitting out there. Had our interview, went well. Then I went down to the Sutton Hotel and interviewed Jerry Stiller.
Oh.
You know, from Seinfeld.
Yes.
And he was so gracious. And he was supposed to go home the day before, but because he was asked to do the interview, he said he would do anything for Rodney. And he stayed on and sat by the pool at the Sutton, and we did the interview. And then I had to go out to a tennis court and interview Andrew Dice Clay after he'd done all his filming.
Yes.
Great day.
Oh, wow.
Exciting
those are
day.
Really memorable moments. And so Actually, I know you've worked on the Honey Girls. What was that like?
Okay, that was great, Ashanti, yes. Oh, that was a lot of fun. And that was also done during COVID, so that we had to take all the precautions and so on. But it was just so much fun. The story is these three young gals there was a competition, and Ashanti played a singer, songwriter, and so on. And so she was doing a little bit of a contest to find the next. And so it was fabulous that we got to see Ashanti singing and doing performances and these young gals and shooting all over Vancouver and out in the suburbs in Langley and so on. So yeah, it was a great experience.
Yeah, so what about contact?
Zero contact.
Zero contact.
Okay, zero contact. Ah, let me tell you stories about Rick Dugdale. Rick Dugdale is an amazing filmmaker, and he's really ahead of the curve in so many ways. And it's the first movie became an NFT. So Rick is very innovative, thinking, okay, what can we do? The whole film industry is shut down because of COVID. So they shot everything on Zoom. Everybody was in their own locations all around the world. And the movie really turned out great.
Oh, that's great.
And my first experience with Rick was doing a film called Blackway that also Anthony and Alex were starring in. And we went up to Enderby, his hometown, and had the drive-in, had the premiere at the drive-in.
Oh, wow.
And it was great. And then we had the red carpet and after party at the hall, the sports hall in Enderby and Community Center. Yeah, it was just great.
What drives you as a publicist? Like, you know, what?
I think my clients and also the excitement, and also look at the life I've got to live.
Yes.
And the people I've got to meet that I wouldn't have met otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you feel the same way with having your interviews with people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
It's just so exciting.
It is. And you know, you have accomplished career not only behind the camera, in front of the camera.
Right.
Do you miss it?
Not anymore.
No.
No, because I've done that, and also I feel like that it was a good transition for me. And when I'm doing my EPK interviews, for instance, I'm not on camera, but I'm still getting to use those talents as far as interviewing goes. So I get to have a nice variety.
Yes, and you know, the thing I wanted to ask, you know, like being a publicist, like how do people find out, like, how do you get your clients? Is it word of mouth?
A lot of word of mouth.
Mm.
And I think what's important is for actors and in particular to know when is a good time to hire a publicist. Because if they've got a big project coming out, a big production, that's the time. Not when they've just had one or two lines on smaller independent films or a TV series. They've got to build up their resume, and then when they've got a significant role, it's a good time to hire a publicist. And by having a publicist, it increases your exposure, and also now with social media, it can often come down to two people for a role, and if one's got a lot of followers and the other one doesn't, they often might go to the one who has a lot of followers.
Mm.
And then by having a publicist, you get to tell your story and people get to know you, and
yes,
it all works together.
Yes, and your role has changed. Well, for everyone, really, social media has become such.
For sure.
Take us through, like, what has changed in your role? Like, or is it a funny story?
Well, it's not so much funny, it's the workload. So back in the day, before so much email was happening, we had to fax out our press releases. So therefore,
yes,
you'd say, take a big news, a broadcast station, and they'd have maybe have one or two faxes in their whole building. So of course you've got to do up a letter to who the person you want it to go to and send the release, and then it's busy, so you got to wait, and then you got to try someone else, and then, yeah, so it was a lot of work. So now I can do it all together, put in the pretty pictures, and send it off to people, and so it's, so that I would say has been the biggest. The other big change on the downside is, sadly, as we all know, there's so many publications that have gone out of business.
Yes.
So before, I used to be able to get lots of print interviews and covers and so on, whereas now it's more podcasts, interviews via email, and there's still some people like yourself who do in-person interviews, but a lot of them are now over Zoom.
Yes, I mean, Zoom, we're doing a lot of Zooming, so when you have the opportunity to do an in-person interview, it's really a wonderful experience.
Yes.
You still love it. But, you know, so can you share what's next for you?
Is next for me? Well, actually, I've been working with a few shows, booking talent. So getting, so that's been interesting, that's been exciting. And hopefully just much more of the same, because I just love what I do. So I love all the aspects of it. There's going to be some red carpets coming up in the fall and next year. So I've got a few of those lined up already. And then just what is so nice is that my clients keep coming back.
Oh, awesome. I was going to ask you. Yeah, so that's great when they come back. And
right.
Yes.
So they don't need a publicist all the time. They only need a publicist when they've got something that's coming out, something to talk about. So, for instance, William B. Davis, who's the cigarette man on the X-Files, has written his second book. So now I'm working with him, helping to promote him and get him interviews for his book. So everything just kind of keeps going at a nice pace.
Yes. And Leslie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think as a actor or a film producer, it's important actually to hire a publicist. And the reason I say that is you can make a fantastic film, and if you don't have somebody like a big company like Lionsgate to promote it and you're doing it yourself, often you're a good producer, you're a good director, you should, you know, keep that and then hire somebody who knows how to help promote it, because we have all the connections. So I think that's important, and let people know about your project.
And if people want to reach out to you, where can they go?
Well, our website is thepromotionpeople.ca, so it's Leslie at thepromotionpeople.ca, and all the information's there, and a list of all our past and present clients, and a little bit more information about us. And Josephine and Jasmine are my right hands, so without them, I wouldn't be as successful as we are, so appreciate having them along too.
Thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. And I love to have you come back. We'll talk more about what you do, because it's really fascinating.
And thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Joining me today is Carly Lawrence. She is a Canadian TV personality, an in-demand model, social media influencer with over 2 million followers. She's a podcaster, and she's a Netflix star of the popular TV series Too Hot to Handle. Carly's here today to talk about body positivity tips, how she maintains a healthy lifestyle, her successful career, and her recent marriage to husband Bennett Sipes. Welcome, Carly.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yes. So congratulations on your recent marriage to Love Island star Bennett. So tell us about that. Like, was it in May, your marriage, recent marriage?
Yeah, it was in May. It happened really quickly, obviously. People online thought it was fake. They still think it's fake. It's not. We did get married. Obviously, with us having a relationship where we're living in different, I'm Canadian, so like I'm not from here. So it was kind of like we really needed to do this for our future together. Like, cause I want to be able to buy a house. We wanted to be able to like move in together and things like that. And we can't do that if I can't live here. And we were either going to move back to Canada. And I was like, you know what? It's just not going to work that way. And he's like, no. So he asked me to marry him. And I was like, yes. And I love him. And it's going great.
Yes. It's like marrying your soulmate or your best friend.
Soulmate and best friend. But really, like, it's so insane how close we are. Like, I've never had a relationship like this in my life. It's weird, but it's so good because it's healthy.
And you know it too, right? Because you also work together, right? You create content and work out together too, Carly?
We do everything together. So we've been together since start of December, and we have spent max 3 days apart, which also is like pretty crazy, I think, for couples. Cause I think like this day and age, especially with Max, is like, I felt like you barely see them cause you're living your own life and you get little parts of them. Whereas with me and Bennett, we share like every single part of us, like the ugly, the bad, the happy, the sad, we've seen it all.
Yes. And you know, thank goodness for social media, right? You can connect that way. You
know? Yeah. That's how we met. So
it's wonderful. And you know, congratulations on your, you know, was this your first reality series?
Yes. First show ever. I'm not sure if I'm doing anything else. My casting director that cast me for Two Have to Handle does want me to do something else. So we'll see what's in my future.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Now you're also did dance come before modeling? Like, did you dance competitively?
Yes. So I started dancing when I was 3 years old, and by 4 or 5, I think I was competitive dancing, and I was competitive until I was 19 or 20.
Yeah. So, you know, being a competitive dancer, I would consider it to be an athlete because, you know, you have to learn, like, was it ballet, jazz?
I did everything. I was there 5 days a week. I had to get out of school early some days. It was intense. Like, people don't realize how intense it was. And that was my life, but it was good. It kept me out of trouble. It kept me busy. It kept me active. So it was good. I loved it. I really did. I'm not a dancer now, but I don't have rhythm now.
Oh, I know you do. You know, it teaches you discipline, right? More than anything. And then
modeling, I didn't like as much because I just didn't like the picking and the prodding, and, you know, it can be very self-destructive and with your confidence, because, you know, when you're around a million other girls in a room and you're getting picked on literally your looks alone, it can be kind of discouraging. So I would say dance actually built my confidence up, whereas like modeling